Imagine waking up tomorrow with the ability to feel peaceful and happy regardless of what happens around you. Not through denial or detachment, but through a profound shift in how you relate to life's events. This is the promise at the heart of Ken Keyes Jr.'s transformative approach to consciousness. The fundamental insight is brilliantly simple. Our unhappiness doesn't come from what happens to us, but from our demanding that reality be different than it is. When we insist that specific conditions must exist for us to be happy, whether it's a promotion at work, a particular response from our partner, or even good weather, we create our own suffering. These demands become emotional prisons that keep us locked in cycles of frustration, anxiety, and anger. What makes this approach revolutionary is that it doesn't ask you to abandon your desires. You can still prefer certain outcomes and work toward goals. The key difference is that preferences allow you to maintain inner peace regardless of results, while demands create emotional turbulence when reality doesn't cooperate. This distinction transforms everything, from how you handle traffic jams to how you navigate your most important relationships. Consider how differently you might experience criticism from a colleague. With demanding programming, you might feel defensive, hurt, or angry, creating unnecessary suffering for yourself. With preferential programming, you could listen openly, evaluate the feedback objectively, and respond thoughtfully, all while maintaining your emotional balance. The journey to emotional freedom follows 12 interconnected principles in three categories, addressing relationships with ourselves, others, and the present moment. The first four pathways free you from security, sensation, and power addictions, expectations about how life should be. They teach that internal programming creates suffering, not external events, and guide you to accept what is happening while working to improve unfavorable situations. The next four transform interactions with others. They encourage honest communication without manipulation, responding with compassion rather than emotional entanglement, and acting from centeredness instead of reacting from upset. Imagine responding to your partner's irritation with genuine curiosity instead of defensiveness. The final four keep you present by calming the analytical mind, maintaining awareness of your consciousness level, and perceiving everyone as deserving of unconditional love. This means redirecting attention to the present when drifting into worries or regrets. These pathways are transformative because they're practical tools for daily life, not abstract concepts. We cycle through different awareness states daily that profoundly impact our experience. Keyes maps these as seven centers of consciousness, perspectives from which we perceive and respond to our world. The first three centers create separating emotions: security, survival, generating fear; sensation, pursuing pleasure, causing frustration; and power, control, producing anger when thwarted. The higher four centers create unifying emotions: love, accepting what is, fostering peace; cornucopia, recognizing abundance, generating gratitude; conscious awareness, observing thoughts without identification; and cosmic consciousness, complete unity with existence. This model's value lies in offering choice. By recognizing which center we're operating from, we gain freedom to consciously shift higher. When anger arises as someone cuts you off in traffic, power center, you can shift to the love center by accepting the situation while maintaining inner peace. Four practical methods can help transform demands into preferences on your journey to emotional freedom. First, use the 12 pathways as perspective tools. When criticism upsets you, recall pathway 1 about freeing yourself from control-based addictions to recognize how your approval demand creates suffering. Second, consciously shift between centers of consciousness. Identify which lower center you're operating from when triggered, then deliberately view the situation from a higher center, transferring your perception while circumstances remain unchanged. Third, connect unhappiness directly to your demands rather than external circumstances. Identify both ripoffs, how demands diminish your life, and illusory payoffs, perceived benefits from demands, to naturally motivate up-leveling demands to preferences. Fourth, practice consciousness focusing by creating and repeating carefully chosen reprogramming phrases that counter your addictive demands. These methods work synergistically, approaching transformation from different angles to create lasting change in your emotional patterns. Key's instant consciousness doubler technique develops compassion when someone irritates you. Simply recall when you behaved similarly, then extend that self-acceptance to them. Imagine being that person with their conditioning. You would likely act the same way. This cultivates compassion for everyone acting from programming until we recognize our choices. When judging yourself harshly, consider how you'd respond with understanding if someone you love did something similar. Then extend that same compassion to yourself. This practice transforms our view of ourselves and others. Understanding that everyone's behavior reflects their programming and attempt to feel loved helps us develop compassion even for those who trigger strong reactions. When a family member criticizes your choices, recognizing their criticism stems from their programming, perhaps fear about your happiness, allows you to respond with compassion instead of defensiveness. As you master handling security, sensation, and power center demands, your increased energy and happiness naturally flows outward as generosity with time, emotional support, and resources. This transformation appears in both subtle and profound ways, from showing more patience with family to genuinely celebrating others' success. The abundance mindset creates a cycle where giving enriches everyone involved. When we give freely, happiness multiplies rather than divides. By cultivating inner peace, you become a source of stability for others while also accepting help gracefully, a mark of emotional maturity. The journey to higher consciousness isn't about becoming someone different, but uncovering who you've always been beneath layers of programming. Like a diamond, you don't need to transform, just remove what obscures your natural brilliance. This perspective changes how we view ourselves and others. We recognize there are no others. The love we have for ourselves and others forms the building blocks of real love. The journey to higher consciousness requires gentle persistence, not perfection. Each transformation of an addictive demand into a preference becomes a growth opportunity. Every act of self-acceptance marks progress. Daily practices embed these principles into your life. Morning meditation, journaling about emotional triggers, conscious breathing during stress, or evening reflection on challenges. These practices bridge understanding and experience, turning concepts into wisdom. This approach integrates psychological insight with spiritual wisdom, addressing the whole person, mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Unlike purely spiritual teachings or psychological approaches that feel incomplete. Start where you are. Your journey begins with awareness now and continues one conscious choice at a time. The path is both simple and profound. Love everyone unconditionally, including yourself. When you free yourself from demands and embrace preferences, you discover happiness isn't something to pursue. It's your natural state when obstacles are removed. This is higher consciousness, not an achievement, but a homecoming to your true self.